I live in Europe, and it's incredibly easy to travel here. By bus, train, or plane, I can be in any other European country in a matter of hours, for pretty cheap. But while I'm in other countries, I still want to check my emails, check my YouTube analytics, and all that fun stuff. Well, by using Surfshark VPN, I changed my location to France using one of their 3,200-plus servers, and I'm no longer annoyed by thousands of emails from Google freaking out saying, "Oh my god, there's a computer in Spain trying to hack you!" There isn't Google. It's me. And thanks to Surfshark, I'm no longer bothered by these annoying messages. Use the link in the description or episode notes to get Surfshark VPN today for as little as $2.30 per month on a 2-year plan, and log into all your accounts anywhere with zero hassle and no annoying emails. Did you know that whenever you use a website, you give them permission to track what you do online? If you keep the tab open, they can see what you do and create a digital footprint of you. Well, with Surfshark Antivirus, not only will you never have to worry about downloading any risky files, but all of your web browsing will be protected, guaranteeing that you can search freely without leaving any digital footprint, and guaranteeing that you can't be tracked online. If you feel like your online protection should be better, use the link in the description and episode notes to get 76% off Surfshark Antivirus today, and feel safe every day on your devices.
Hello, and welcome to the Essential Reads podcast. I'm Isaac, and my goal is to bring to you a bunch of audiobooks from your favourite classic authors such as Orson Welles, Robert Louis Stevenson, John Steinbeck, and many more. Come join me on this journey to help get these books to the masses in an easy, accessible way. Let's start.
The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. Chapter 7. In the towns, on the edges of the towns, in fields, in vacant lots, the used car yards, the wreckers' yards, the garages with blazoned signs. Used cars. Good used cars. Cheap transportation. 3 trailers. 27 Ford, clean. Checked cars. Guaranteed cars. Free radio. Car with 100 gallons of gas free. Come in and look. Used cars. No overhead. A lot and a house, large enough for a deck and chair, and a blue book. Sheaf of contracts, dog-eared, held with paper clips, and a neat pile of unused contracts. Pen, keep it full, keep it working. A sale's been lost 'cause a pen didn't work. Those sons of bitches over there ain't buying. Every yard gets 'em. They're lookers, spend all their time looking. Don't want to buy no cars, take up your time. Don't give a damn for your time. Over there, them two people. No, with the kids? Get them in the car. Start them at 200 and work down. They look good for 1 1/4. Get them rolling. Get them in a jalopy. Sock it to them. They took our time. Owners with rolled up sleeves. Salesmen. Neat. Deadly. Small intent eyes. Watching for weakness. Watch the woman's face. If the woman likes it, we can screw the old man. Start him on that CAD. Then you can work him down to that 26 Buick. Pfft, if you start him on the Buick, they'll go for the Ford. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. This ain't gonna last forever. Show him that Nash while I get the slow leak pumped on that 25 Dodge. I'll give you a Hymie when I'm ready. What you want is transportation, ain't it? No baloney for you. Sure, the upholstery's shot. Seat cushions ain't turning no wheels over. Cars lined up. Noses forward, rusty noses, flat tires, parked close together. Like to get in to see that one? Sure, no trouble. I'll pull her out of the line. Get them under obligation. Make them take up your time. Don't let them forget they're taking your time. People are nice, mostly. They hate to put you out. Make them put you out, and then sock it to them. Cars lined up. Model Ts, high and snotty, creaking, wheel-worn bands. Buicks, Nashes, DeSotos. Yes, sir. 22 Dodge. Best goddamn car Dodge ever made. Never wore out. Low compression, high compression. Got lots of sap for a while. But the metal ain't made that'll hold it for long. Plymouths. Rockness. Stars. Jesus, where'd that Apperson come from? The Ark? And a Chalmers, and a Chandler. Ain't made them for years. We ain't selling cars. Rolling junk. God damn it, I've got to get jalopies. I don't want nothing for more than 25, 30 bucks. Sell them for 50, 75. That's a good profit. Christ, what cut do you make on a new car? Get jalopies. I can sell them fast as I get them. Nothing over 250. Jim, corral that old bastard on the sidewalk. Don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Say, where is that Apperson? Sold? If we don't get some jalopies, we got nothing to sell. Flags. Red and white. White and blue. All along the curb. Used cars. Good used cars. Today's bargain up on the platform. Never sell it. Makes folks come in, though. If we sold that bargain at that price, we'd hardly make a dime. Tell them it just sold. Take out that yard battery before you make delivery. Put in that dumb sell. Christ, what they want for 6 bits? Roll up your sleeves, pitch in. This ain't gonna last. If I had enough jalopies, I'd retire in 6 months. Listen, Jim. I heard that Chevy's rear end. Sounds like busts and bottles. Squirt in a couple quarts of sawdust. Put some in the gears, too. We've got to move that lemon for $35. Bastard cheated me on that one. Offered 10, and he jerks me at 15, and then the son of a bitch took the tools out. God almighty, I wish I had 500 jalopies. This ain't gonna last. He don't like the tires? Tell him they got 10,000 in them, knock off a buck and a half. Piles of rusty ruins against the fence. Rows of wrecks in the back. Fenders, grease-black wrecks. Blocks lying on the ground. And a pigweed growing up through the cylinders. Brake rods, exhausts, piled like snakes. Grease, gasoline. See if you can't find a spark plug that ain't cracked. Christ, if I had 50 trailers out of 100, I'd clean up. What the hell is he kicking about? We sell him, but we don't push him home for him. That's good. Don't push him home. Get that one in the monthly, I bet. You don't think he's a prospect? Well, kick him out. We got too much to do to bother with a guy that can't make up his mind. Take the right front tire off the Graham. Turn that mended side down. The rest looks swell. Got tread and everything. Sure, there's 50,000 in that old heap yet. Keep plenty oil in. So long. Good luck. Looking for a car? What do you have in mind? See anything that attracts you? How about a little snort of the good stuff? Come on, while your wife's looking at that LaSalle. You don't want no LaSalle. Bearing shot. Uses too much oil. Got a Lincoln 24. There's a car. Run forever. Make her into a truck. Hot sun on rusted metal. Oil on the ground. People are wandering in, bewildered, needing a car. Wipe your feet. Don't lean on that car. It's dirty. How do you buy a car? What does it cost? Wash the children now. I wonder how much for this one. We'll ask. It don't cost money to ask. We can ask, can't we? Can't pay a nickel over 75, or there won't be enough to get to California. God, if I could get 100 jalopies, I don't care if they run or not. Tires, used, bruised tires, stacked in tall cylinders. Tubes, red, grey, hanging like sausages. Tire patch, radiator cleaner, spark intensifier. Drop this little pill in your gas tank and get an extra 10 miles to the gallon. Just paint it on, you got a new surface for 50 cents. Wipers, fan belts, gaskets. Maybe it's the valve. Get a new valve stem. What can you lose for a nickel? All right, Joe. You soften them up and shoot them in here. I'll close them. I'll deal them, or I'll kill them. Don't send in no bums. I want deals. Yes, sir. Step in. You gotta buy there. Yes, sir. At 80 bucks, you gotta buy. Can't go higher than 50? Fella outside says 50. 50? 50. He's nuts. Paid 78.50 for that little number. Joe, you crazy fool. You trying to bust us? Have to can that guy. Might take 60. Now, look here, mister. I ain't got all day. I'm a businessman, but I ain't cut to stick nobody. Got anything to trade? Got a pair of mules I'll trade. Mules? Hey Joe, hear this? This guy wants to trade mules. Didn't nobody tell him this is a machine age? They don't use mules for nothing but glue no more. Find big mules. 5 and 7 years old. Maybe we better look around. Look around? You come in when we're busy and take up all our time, then walk out? Joe, did you know you were talking to pikers? I ain't a piker. I gotta get a car. We're going to California. I got to get a car. Well, I'm a sucker, Joe says. I'm a sucker. Says if I don't quit giving my shirt away, I'll starve to death. Tell you what I'll do. I can get $5 apiece for them mules for dog feed. I wouldn't want them to go to dog feed. Well, maybe I can get 10 or 7, maybe. Tell you what we'll do. We'll take your mules for 20. Wagon goes with them, don't it? And you put up 50, and you can sign the contract to send the rest at $10 a month. But you said 80. Didn't you never hear about carrying charges and insurance? That just boosts her a little. You'll get all paid up in 4 or 5 months. Sign your name right there. We'll take care of everything. Well, I dunno. Now, look here. I'm giving you my shirt, and you took all this time. I might have made 3 sales while I've been talking to you. I'm disgusted. Yeah, sign right there. All right, sir. Joe, fill up the tank for this gentleman. We'll give him gas. Jesus, Joe, that was a hot one. What'd we give for that jalopy? $30.35, wasn't it? I got that team, and if I can get 75 for that team, I ain't a businessman. And I got 50 cash and a contract for 40 more. Oh, I know they're not all honest, but it'll surprise you how many kick through with the rest. One guy come through with 100, 2 years after I wrote him off. I bet you this guy sends the money. Christ, if I could only get 500 jalopies. Roll up your sleeves, Joe. Go out and soften them and send them into me. You got 20 for that deal. You ain't doing bad. Limp flags in the afternoon sun. Today's bargain, 29 Ford pickup. Runs good. What do you want for $50? A Zephyr? Horsehair, curling out of seat cushions. Fenders, battered and hammered back. Bumpers torn loose and hanging. Fancy Ford Roadster, with little coloured lights at fender guide, at radiator cap, and 3 behind. Mud aprons, and a big die on the gear shift lever. Pretty girl on the tyre cover, painted in colour and named Cora. Afternoon sun on the dusty windshields. Christ, I ain't had time to go out and eat. Joe, send a kid for a hamburger. Spattering roar of ancient engines. There's a dumb bunny looking at that Chrysler. Find out if he got any jack in his jeans. Some of these farm boys are sneaky. Soften them up and roll them into me, Joe. You're doing good. Sure, we sold it. Guarantee. We guaranteed it to be an automobile. We didn't guarantee to wet nurse it. Now listen here, you. You bought a car, and now you're squawking. I don't give a damn if you don't make payments. We ain't got your paper. We turned that over to the finance company. They'll get after you, not us. We don't hold no paper. Yeah? Well, you just get tough and I'll call a cop. No, we did not switch the tyres. Run him out of here, Joe. He bought a car, and now he ain't satisfied. How'd you think if I bought a steak, ate half of it, and tried to bring it back? We're running a business, not a charity ward. Can you imagine that guy, Joe? Say, look at there. Got an elk's tooth. Run over there. Let him glance at that 36 Pontiac. Yeah. Square noses, round noses, rusty noses, shovel noses, and the long curves of streamlines, and the flat surfaces before streamlining. Bargains today. Old monsters with deep upholstery. You can cut her into a truck easy. 2-wheel trailers, axles rusty in the hard afternoon sun. Used cars. Good used cars. Clean. Runs good. Don't pump oil. Christ, look at her. Somebody took nice care of her. Cadillacs, LaSalles, Buicks, Plymouths, Placards, Chevys, Fords, Pontiacs. Row on row, headlights glinting in the afternoon sun. Good used cars. Soften them up, Joe. Jesus, I wish I had 1,000 jalopies. Get them ready to deal and I'll close them. Going to California? It's just what you need. Looks shot, but there's thousands of miles in her. Lined up side by side. Good used cars. Bargains. Clean. Runs good.
Thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed, please leave a review. And if you really want to support me, share this chapter with your friends, family, and whoever you feel would enjoy it. And if you really wish to support me, head to my Patreon. The link is in the episode notes. If you choose to follow the podcast, you'll have 3 new chapters per week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Once again, I thank you for listening. And until next time, bye-bye.